Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on The Bachelor. The truth about Brennan and Piper's relationship is finally out, but is there more we're missing? Then, Kendall makes a return to the beach, but will Joe and Serena break up? Plus, Becca takes Thomas on her first day to paradise, but will Thomas be caught in another love triangle? All that and more. It's the hottest Bachelor in Paradise ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Thackeray Bradshaw.
And I am Jared Free.
And we have a shit ton to cover this episode. Lots of stuff happened this week. Hands down, the best 4 hours of Bachelor TV that I've seen.
Let's not say 4 hours, because the first, we didn't get anything until hour two of Monday night, because literally it went from me, I was like, they literally have not said a thing in a full hour, and then all of a sudden it was like a new TV show started.
A whole new TV show.
It was Shakespeare. It was like, it was legit. Like, I thought I knew, then didn't know, then realized it. Like, it was amazing. I have to ask you guys how you guys thought through this episode. Just, I mean, we should go through the show. We should go through it. But when you first heard of the Brendan Piper situation, what was your assumption of it? Like, I mean, obviously, this is the big story of the week. What did you assume happened before you knew, saw what happened? And what did you get to? Because I think everyone kind of goes to started somewhere different than they ended. And I'd like to hear what you guys thought.
You can go ahead, Chris. You want me to go?
You go first, because I'm not exactly sure what you mean, Jared.
So I'll give it a... You want me to say how I assume... When I saw Brendan, the whole Brendan Piper, Natasha situation, I assumed, and this is my... And I'm admittedly dumb, straight dude assumption, was Brendan had hooked up with Piper. Piper got a little ahead of herself, thought it was something more than it was. Brendan came on this show... was like kind of ignoring that, but like, yeah, whatever happens in paradise happens. And he was playing aloof, dumb Boston guy. And then Piper showed up and he was like, I'm still kind of into her and I'm going to jump ship. Then I got to the end of the episode and I was like, holy shit, these two are Bonnie and Clyde. They're working together.
Yeah.
They tricked us all and they used Natasha to get two followers, not just their love. They use Natasha to get to an extension of their brand and co-brand. And I was in shock. And I thought Natasha, the way she handled it, was like a detective. She was even wearing the Dick Tracy hat. It was unbelievable. So I want to know where you guys started and where you ended. And I also think Piper is more to blame than she's getting credit now for. But I would like to hear what you guys think.
Piper's an asshole. I think Piper's an asshole. Brendan's an asshole. Mm. I think if I was Natasha, there would have been fucking heads rolling on that beach.
Oh my God.
Like, that was my God. I also thought it was just like a Natasha is, or not Natasha, Piper is more into it than Brendan. But also, we didn't even know anything. So I'm like, I bet they just have hung out. I did not think it was like a full on... Like
maniacal plan.
Yeah. And also that Brendan would be so concerned about Instagram. I just think he's been a fucking fake asshole the entire time he's been on any show.
We've been played.
When this first started, I honestly thought the same thing, Jared. I thought it was like, you know, maybe they hung out a few times, maybe they made out, whatever, like, okay, she's coming to the beach. She already knows who she likes. Let's take him out on a date. But yeah, going into it, I thought this was going to blow over too. Like, it was like, oh, whatever, they're going to get over it. They're going to go on their date, come back. Obviously, Natasha's going to be mad, but that's it. When they first started talking about it, and I forget what he said, but he said something to Piper being
it was on the date that I was like, you could see in his face, he was trying to like convey with his face to her, like,
chill the fuck out.
Like, we've almost got away with it.
I know.
She was so dumb. I mean,
her smile, felt like evil, and like it felt so.
And well, when she was like, wait, what do you mean? Wait, you were talking to someone else, but wait, I thought that we, and he's like, no, but like I had to when we were, I had to do, it was just, I think.
And then he's like, I had to fucking do it if you wanted to meet up with me on the beach. Like, this is, this is what we had to do. And then it spiraled out. And then I go onto her Instagram account. She's posting this like rumors, Lizzo TikTok, be like, all the rumors are true, you know.
I mean, what a fucking dick move.
And then
the way Piper has handled it post show
is gross.
Is gross. It is such an easy, and listen, we're living on the internet. The easiest thing on the internet is to take moral high ground and to not take any nuanced take. So she's going, things get edited. You don't know. Well, Piper, why don't you explain what we don't know? You know, don't do a vague. If you have a story that hasn't been told, tell the story. And it's like, what a bullshit. And what they do is they use buzzwords like mental health, and they bastardize important subjects to be able to get themselves ahead. That's why no one trusts these important subjects when someone really has a problem. Someone like Piper uses it to lie to us. It's like those people that, you know, took all of a sudden had ADD so they could have untimed SATs. Like, you know, like in high school.
Yeah.
You know, like now we don't trust anyone who has untimed SATs. So it's like, I don't trust you, Piper. I don't buy your cloud background. You know, we got edited bullshit. It's just don't insult our intelligence, because yes, we're watching a stupid show. We know that. We're idiots. We already know we're idiots.
Like, but you're a bigger idiot, because you couldn't even fool us who are the idiots. I think let's start from the top, because we're gonna get lost.
We have to start from the top, but I wanted to make sure we got into that as soon as possible, because that was the most amazing, and also the admission of social media with this world.
Oh my God.
You know, and the way it ended on last night's episode, they all are hypocrites. Mm. You know, there wasn't one person on that beach.
Except, I mean, Demi was like, why aren't more people more mad about Brendan? Let's go from the top, because we're gonna get lost in this.
So what did you guys want to name this episode?
I called it Is It Love or Is It Instagram?
I mean, I said trust no batch, like trust no bitch.
Oh yes. I said how to lose 20,000 followers in 2 hours, because that was my biggest entertainment.
I mean,
the past
unbelievable
couple
to watch her and his, and Natasha has gotten like well over 100,000 since Monday.
Does this move Natasha into like some sort of seat for future Bachelorette? She was so fantastic. She's the mouthpiece of the audience at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need her there more weeks. She was just so great.
All right. So let's give this, go into what we got to cover. First, Joe decides to.
Someone DM'd me saying that I had to include this in something, and I agreed. So that's where rekindle came from.
That's very
first
good.
Joe decides he wants to rekindle the relationship.
Then Mari realizes her life isn't complete without a boy band manager.
Brendan and Piper may kiss their influencer dreams goodbye.
Then Demi struggles being a rejected hot girl.
A VIP party proves to be less VIP and more just traditional BIP.
And finally, Chris leaves paradise somehow more disgraced than leaving the Bachelorette on night one. I mean, Kay.
Sorry, girl.
Kay, you're friends with Chris, right?
I am.
Okay. Does Chris know how bad he looked last night?
Absolutely. And
he does. And mm-hmm. I mean, does he understand getting kicked out of the car by Elena, whatever the fuck her name is, it was like the end of like 101 Dalmatians when Cruella, like, you know, like when like the bad guy kicks aside their sidekick, like, get out of here. And like, gets mad at them. You know, like it was like a Disney ending.
I mean, he literally said when he was coming on the show, he was like, hurt man and Heidi was like, don't hold back. He goes, it is what it is. Shit happened. And, you know, he was like, I deserve everything I got. But little did we know, I thought he was going to be the biggest drama of all of it, like out of the entire season. And this is a blip.
Chris and Alana were the Walmart version of Brendan.
Correct.
And Piper.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, we'll get into that because I have a lot to say about that whole the reaction of Mopey Joe. I'm like,
it's insane.
Like, it's, you're standing up like this big ass man who's like defending. I'm like, you don't have to do all that, girl. No, he's already chill. Down.
Yeah, like, Mopey Joe, really.
It was so crazy. I'm like, Brendan did the same shit to your podcast host that you're friends with, and you're not even yelling at him.
Saying anything.
Like, you are this random guy. Two people that, nobody even really knows.
Yeah, and Mopey Joe's sitting there being like, he's asking me how I got my following. Joe, you don't even know how you fucking got your following. Everyone, all the women who watch this show invented some weird Hallmark story about you, and that's why. You got fucking lucky, because your parents have a grocery store. So don't act like you're like, I earned this following.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10.
Let's get into it.
We start with Kendall, who's just the worst.
And I have to say, the beeline towards the beach, and then the first thing that you decide to say, you've probably been thinking about this. Like, you know Joe's going to be there. You're showing up to the beach. Like, this is your moment to have this, like, your Carrie Bradshaw moment where you see Big and you want to say, like, and she goes, hey, butthead. Like, that's her entrance. And I wanted to die, like, crawl in a hole. Like, I felt so cringe.
It was super obvious that she's trying to elevate herself above any woman he has spoken to on this beach.
Yeah.
By saying that they have some sort of interpersonal connection and nickname. Yes. And, hey, butthead. And it's like, can you come over here, butthead, and talk to me about why you dumped me? And it's like, what are you doing? Did you come here for this talk? Like,
that's the weird part.
And it's like, if you came here for this talk, then going back to Joe getting high and mighty, it's like, maybe you guys aren't done to begin with. Maybe you shouldn't be here either. But it's also like, that went away right away. So like, now you're just here dating. Like, I don't understand what the end game was for Kendall.
Yeah, we haven't really seen anything from her since this initial talk. And, you know, they talked about how they broke up because it wasn't because they didn't love each other.
I thought that was fucked up because she was like, no, because you want me to move to Chicago. And I'm like, God forbid anyone in the world wants to live anywhere but Los Angeles, Kendall.
I know.
Like, I felt like that was, I'm like, so? Yeah, you wanted him to live in Los Angeles.
I think she is from there. But here's the other thing. She turned it into a feminist issue, which is, again, you're taking important topics to get yourself ahead. She's like, I wouldn't move anywhere for a man. And it's like, well, in a relationship, there's something called compromise. And if you love someone, you know, people make decisions and
right.
His whole bit, you know, maybe his business is out. It was just like a dumb reason.
I agree that I think she is from there, but I'm like, you both are from where you want it to live. So yeah. How can you not understand the perspective of him not wanting to do what you won't do?
And he already did it. Like, he moved to LA. Like, they did the whole LA thing. And he was like, hey, I want to go back to Chicago. Honestly, it was her turn to like step up, try it out. You don't have to move there for the rest of your life, but at least try it out. See what happens.
But if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But don't come on a show to be like, what happened? You know what the fuck happened. You know, and now he's here to move on. And you're here to go backwards. Listen, if you don't want to move, you don't want to move for the relationship. I get that. That's fine. But don't make it into this like, you know, that you're blaming him now. It was crazy.
That was crazy. It also went on for so long. Joe, like, didn't know how to say what he wanted to say, obviously, because they talked for like 30 minutes and nothing happened. And then he talks to Serena for another 30 minutes. Yeah. Without saying anything.
I genuinely thought that Kendall was going to come here, have that talk with him, and then end up leaving. The fact that she's still on the beach is mind-blowing.
The way the talk went, it felt like she was there like because he had blocked her months ago. You know, like that was the only way for them to communicate was on this, you know, this hostel on a beach. Yeah.
Right. That's another point, which this doesn't really matter because I don't really care about the Joe and Kendall situation anymore. But like, if you've had all this time to talk to him, this is the only place.
Yeah.
This is the only place on national television, on a beach. Like,
well, that's where, you know, to loop around to the end of the episode just for a second, it's like that's where all these people's high and mighty stance kind of breaks. Like, you all came here with dual, you know, we don't want you to admit that you came here for followings. Like, that, I think that's kind of like dating someone who says they just want to fuck you and they don't want to have a relationship with you. It kind of ruins the allure of where could this go. But I think the idea that any of them can take a high, you know, like Kendall sitting there cheersing to getting rid of Chris and Elena, like, yeah, Kendall, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, you're not even talking to anyone.
Yeah.
Well, so that was also Brendan. They also were talking to Brendan about Chris and Elena. Like, he didn't do it, exactly. Whatever. Then we see Noah and Abigail, who I'm like, talk about the most boring thing I've ever seen on television.
I send them away. Send them away. Get rid of them. Ring the bell.
He's like, so you want to go back to being the power couple on the beach? I'm like, who's calling you that?
Who said that?
We haven't
no
even
power.
We haven't even seen you tongue kiss. Like, we legit. Like,
thank you.
You there is nothing there. There's no storyline. There's no fun. Just go be a boring couple in a suburb already. It's over.
Like, yeah, you need pre-workout to kiss. I'm like, it's...
No.
It's, I'm like, and then I saw he posted something about being so tired.
Babe, who amongst us is not?
Yeah, from what, laying in a daybed discussing their love?
Just crazy.
I don't care about their relationship. I could really do without them. They offer nothing.
Let's keep it moving.
Mari wants Kenny back. Why? I don't know.
The more Mari wanted Kenny back, the sadder it got for me. I don't know how you guys felt. It gets glossed over early on in these episodes. He already banged Demi. Like, he legit, like, took the exit Mari gave him, was like, oh, okay, ta-ta, and then immediately was hooking up with Demi. Like,
mm-hmm.
And now Mari's sitting there being like, we have something?
No. I feel like that's not it. And then also Demi trying to lure him back later and be like, you want to go to the boom boom room? Like, that was her attempt. Like, let's have sex so I can, like, claim you even more.
It was really an interesting version of two different types of people that you see in the dating world, where one is like, we are emotionally somewhere that I don't think, like, I'm emotionally somewhere, you're not. I'm using emotion to get you to be in with me. And then the other person using like sex to get you to be in with them too. Like, it was like two different versions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole Kenny situation is just so insane to me that it exists.
Because it's Kenny. Like, I don't see any sort of, like, romance or sexual, like, vibes from him. He's just like Aaron.
Aaron is like, Aaron is exactly that. Yes. He's like, it's like he's doing a caricature of himself at all times. It's so wild. And then any girl that shows interest in him, game over. That's the girl he's into.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Aaron just needs a little drop of attention. He's like, oh my God, I'm in love.
Yeah.
And then he's like hugging them, but so far away that because he doesn't actually want to touch them. I don't get it.
He doesn't want to mess up his makeup.
Like, Aaron kind of acts like he has never had a conversation with a woman before this show.
Right.
Like, he's only high-fived with dudes after a fantasy football meeting.
Like, he's making those references to Chelsea later on their date. Like, his cheers, they were like, cheers to us, like, hanging out and, like, doing our thing. And I'm like, what do you mean?
He's only hung out at a Buffalo Wild Wings before the show.
I mean, oh. So I guess this is it, right? We can get into Piper and Brendan again. So Piper makes her way on down the beach, like Cruella DeVille, going to get her Dalmatian puppies.
Without even, she sort of had the same type of entrance as Kendall. It was like, I know I'm here. I'm here for Brendan. I'm going to go get him right now. Like, doesn't want to talk to anyone else. Not even pretend to have a conversation. It's the amateur lying for me.
she's what, 23?
Yeah, she's a kid.
She's 23. Natasha's 33.
Oh, really? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm thinking about myself talking to a 21-year-old kid who I just stole my boyfriend from me. He would be, I mean, dead.
So
dead.
The first person to go up to Piper as she gets to the beach is Serena.
Mm-hmm.
What fault does Serena have in any of this? And it's like, again, it goes to like, why did Chris and Elena get called out, not Brendan and Piper? Someone on my YouTube wrote a theory that made a lot of sense. They were like, Chris and Elena had like literally he cheated in front of everyone. So it's like a more loud version. So I do understand that reasoning. But then there's the other reasoning where it's like, is it because Serena and Piper are in this like different crowd that they don't have to get that, you know, is it a cool kids thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, cause Serena had to have known for Serena to go hug Piper right away, she had to have known about the relationship. So 100%. She's in on this too.
Well, Serena and Piper are friends. So I also think that is why Joe isn't saying things to Brendan that he is saying to Chris and Elena.
There we go.
And I think Brendan and Piper are just more well known as individuals with these people than Chris and Elena are known, because a lot of people,
they're dispensable. They're dispensable.
Exactly. They're very easy people to be like, look at me, I have the moral authority. These people are awful because they have no connection to them whatsoever. It's not going to affect them at all if they're mean to these people. But Brendan and Piper, it would affect them.
You're totally right. You're totally right. That it has to be acknowledged, the hierarchy of following on the beach. Like, that is a big part of the show. Like, Becca Kufrin, Becca B. Kuf, whatever her name is, She walks in and it is like, oh, the queen has arrived. Like, you know, like there is a hierarchy, and Chris and Elena are disposable in that hierarchy. Like, no question about that.
Mm-hmm. And my whole thing about this Brendan and Piper thing, I meant to say it earlier, but the following and like, and what Piper was posting on social media about, also Brendan posted a photo too that said, here for the wrong reasons. So like, both of them are fucking instigators along this whole...
Piper posted that picture with whatever her caption was,
All's Fair in Love and War,
with the wink in Boston. Like, correct. She's standing in Boston in that fucking picture.
So the thing is, when she posted that story about talking about how don't believe everything you see on TV, everything is edited, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yes, we know everything's edited. We know that things are pieced together, but also the things that are coming out of your mouth are the things that came out of your mouth, yeah, regardless. And the fact that this is, as a viewer, this is the only reality that we have is what we saw on TV. This is all we have to go off of. You can't just sit here and assume that we know we're thinking about all of this stuff and how like everything is edited and stitched together. Like, yes, but we're just watching TV. So we're just watching what you're showing us on TV, and that's all we have to go off of. So don't be mad that we're mad and not thinking about the behind the scenes.
A voiceover actor didn't come in and say Us Weekly, and then they put it over her mouth. Like, and also you can't post the thing about you only see what gets edited and where the like. Heel be the heel where you're like, all's fair in love and war. Which is it then?
Yeah, you have to pick one. Like,
you can't have it both ways, and that's all they want.
Well, I think those posts were made before they knew that, because I don't think they see it beforehand.
They didn't know what the they don't know what the fallout's going to be. They don't know what the response is going to be.
I don't think they knew that them talking about followers and stuff was going to make it into the show. Because that seemed like Natasha was tweeting like, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. So I think a lot of it, they didn't realize how bad they were going to come off. And now they've been silent since. Before, and they posted that stuff before the episode on Monday.
I mean, so imagine watching that after posting something and then being like, oh my God, wait, am I the problem? Like, maybe I'm the villain, like, here. Because you don't know what's going to happen until you're actually watching the show. Yeah, you talked, but they clearly did not think that their mics were on or that they were being recorded or any of that stuff.
He scratches the mic to try and block it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, no, dude, not gonna, like, are you kidding me? We're gonna like they'll bring in a translator. They'll have someone doing sign language to get you talking about Us Weekly on this show. Like,
yeah.
The producers knew this is what people want to see. And, you know, I mean, I think Brendan's reaction to Natasha and, you know, it's written here, you know, him with Natasha and just Natasha, how cool and calm, like, she's asking the right questions. She's going through the whole, like, you said this, mm-hmm. and it was just interesting to watch, because this was the point where I'm watching going, oh, Brendan's too stupid to do this alone.
Yeah, he can't do this alone.
I mean, crazy.
and him saying to her, well, you have, what I'm gathering is you have selective hearing. Oh my God.
I mean, awful.
And him being like, well, maybe I said two times, but like that, okay. I mean, it felt so like cringy and like horrible to watch. I was like, this is so painful. Like, this guy is drowning right now. And then he's, we're bringing this back up, but gaslighting fucking Natasha.
The thing about Natasha that was like so enjoyable to watch is she never played victim in any of this. She was just like, I'm just looking to get info. You know, like, I think that's like, it was such a powerful way to go through it. It was impressive because But once she got all the facts, when she went the 12 versus 2, that was a big part of it, where she's like, you visited 12 times or 2 times. And it's like, that's the part where it's like, gotcha, book them. Throw them in the in the jail. You know, like, you know, like,
she put it all together, and she didn't need to hear them talking about Us Weekly or hear them talking about the followers. She was just like, wait a minute. So you guys were already together, and so you showed up to the beach. So, like, why are you here? Oh, it's to get screen time, it's to get followers. Like, we all, the three of us, we're sitting here watching, needing like every bit of details to put this together. But Natasha knew without even having to like think.
I mean, when she said, and it's all on ABC, I was like, ooh.
Mic
drop.
Got him.
Yeah, it was great.
I do like the fact that this social clout or this social media clout has been addressed on this show, because I think we had gone too long without addressing it. Like, it seemed silly up until I was like, when are we just going to talk about it? Like, we get it. Yeah. You come on the show, you get followers here for the quote unquote wrong reasons. Like, let's talk about it. I'm glad we finally brought this out and we got to address it. And it was said, like, broke the fourth wall.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think it's about time that those things are discussed, because it's obviously been an issue for every season.
Yeah. Since like Colton's, no, before. I want to say JoJo's season was the first, but
and I think everyone knows that they're like, everyone knows that everyone on the show is here for some sort of ulterior motive, and that's okay.
Duh.
But there's a classy way to do things, and there's a gross way to do things, and we like literally watched the grossest way to do things. Like,
it was really bad
when you take advantage of someone else's honesty for your dishonesty. That's when it gets gross. And for Brendan to look at everyone and go, well, Natasha didn't have other options here, I did her a favor. Mm-hmm. That is like an evil thing to think or say, even if he doesn't believe it. If you give him any benefit of the doubt and you go, well, he's saying that to get through this, it's the most awful thing he could say. And it's so untrue.
Yeah.
It's, I'm so disgusted by all of it. And the fact that, I mean, my favorite thing to do, like I said, was watching their followers plummet. Brendan has lost nearly 70,000 followers.
Yeah, yeah. Brendan's going to get the most of it because, you know, Piper, I can't harp on it. You know, Piper should get
he's
more.
Also, but Brendan's also quicker to fall. He started much higher than Piper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and Brendan also said the most disgusting things that have been said on the episode. He said he's been the loudest dickhead. But I do believe Piper was a part of this in a way that she's going to be, that I do think she was a little bit puppet master to Brendan's kind of puppet, to me.
Yes.
That was kind of how I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I think they're both dicks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no one absolved. Yeah.
It was just a lot. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, and one other thing. Brendan telling... Like, I think he was talking to Piper I think he was talking to Piper, and he was like, I mean, she had no one out. Like, she had no other prospects. Like, there was nobody, like, who else was she going to be with other than me? I was like, that is disgusting.
It's gross. You didn't even give her a chance to. And this is kind of the other side of the coin with Jesenia. Like, Jesenia did drop Ivan to choose Chris. Like, Jesenia did have...
I know. That was also... I was like, Jesenia kind of just got her karma really quick.
Yeah.
But nobody was going to fucking say that. Like, he literally broke up with her for the exact same thing. Where he was like, I just feel like there's a different spark with Elena.
And so, like,
and that's what Jesenia said about him to Ivan.
Totally.
So
it's like, to compare the two, it's like, as far as, like, evil scale goes, like, Brendan and... Piper still beats, you know, Chris and Elena's, because at least, you know, it just felt like Chris and Elena's was a drunker version of theirs. But this was so, the Brendan Piper thing just felt so plotted, so gross. So, and to use Natasha in that way is just awful.
I'm just mad that, because Jesenia said something, she was like, Chris and Elena met in San Diego. She's like, I think it was San Diego. And she kind of threw herself at him. And I'm like, the one fucking trip I'm not on in San Diego. Well, the that one was also- time I'm not in San Diego, I miss this. And I know exactly what weekend it was. It was like Katie Thurston. You can see if you go to Katie Thurston's Instagram page. She was there. Elena was there. Tammy, Chris. All but also Jesenia.
Chris was like, hi, I'm Chris. And Elena said, shut up. So
they have history. I mean, like...
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What do we think? Before we get to the Chris Elena stuff, it starts with Demi pissed at Kenny for not committing. Kenny seems to want to get back with Mari. What do we, I mean, do we believe this? Does Kenny have no chin? I've noticed this episode. It looks like he has no jawline.
Kenny and Mari will end up getting married and being together forever and never being
happy
anything more than what they are right now.
Well, and then you have Demi saying to him and being like, well, when you stop talking to losers, Demi is such a bitch.
So but I saw Demi and Mari were like exchanging on Twitter, but in like a funny, like friend way. So they must have like come to
terms with all of it. Because Demi doesn't care. Demi just wants the attention.
Demi is just like, I'm hot. What the fuck? That is the vibe.
It is interesting. Like nothing kind of like when a woman's just like, I will have sex with you right now. And the guy's like, you know, I'm cool, man. You know, like that's like the most hurtful of them all. But like Demi sees relationships with men in a very immature way. You could see that, you know, like it's her versus Mari. And that's just not the case. Like, if I'm going to be a gross dude, I'll say right now, sorry, Demi, he's already banged you and he hasn't banged Mari yet. Like if we want to talk about the difference here, like...
There's the difference.
There's the difference. It's not about you're cool or fun. It doesn't matter.
Already fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, I think I think Demi... I'm surprised Demi hasn't left. I would think Demi would be like, this is like ruining my reputation.
Bye.
I'm leaving.
I bet you she signed like a 6-episode contract or something at least. Being like, I'm not coming unless I'm here for this amount of days. So
I have to say, I will admit when I'm wrong. Demi has been more fun than I thought she would be.
I agree.
I've enjoyed... The moments, I mean, I know the moments she's acting and I know the moments she's serious, and I've enjoyed watching them kind of like bounce off each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So
and
Titus.
What do we think of Titus?
Here's the thing about Titus. Titus is never not auditioning for the role of the evil witch in Little Mermaid. And like, I've even heard him say that, like, I've heard him say that that is his dream role. And I'm like, everything he says, he sounds like, he's like,
Ursula,
here's the dates. Kenny, James, Becca. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you're just gonna, okay.
He's like off book for everything. Like David Spade's reading off of a fucking cue card and Titus is like, I'm good. I memorized them all. I got it. But I loved
every Titus moment, I have to say.
I did too. And Funny story about Titus. My life has come full circle because back in 2010, I went to school for musical theater. So like I've always known who Titus was, obsessed with him. I was at a conference, at a theater conference, and I was asked to like sing for this master class. And it was like me and two other people. And Titus Burgess was the one who like who walked me through my song and like critiqued me through the song in front of all of these people masterclass. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I get to sing for Titus Burgess. Now I'm talking about him on the Bachelor podcast. So
amazing.
We're full circle.
I mean, good for Titus. He's doing this. He's going to be in, or he is in what I'm assuming will be an Oscar nominated movie. He's just living the dream.
Living the dream.
Good for him.
I just thought, I was just so happy when he was on screen. I just love, and then they explained to Ivan who he is.
He had to. He was like, well, okay, so they have this VIP party.
Which is weird.
Which is weird because it's like, well, I'm actually glad they're finally doing something. Like, because we even talked about it last week. Like,
I mean, it was weird that they only brought like a few random. Of them.
They should have, but like, it's very much Love Island vibes. I don't know if you guys have seen this, like where they sometimes they'll bring like they'll take all the guys, take them to another house. And brings new
Well,
girls.
That was what I thought was going to happen. And I was like, if they call just the boys and then they bring in just new women,
mm-hmm. That's fun. That's
yeah,
a fun
or like
thing.
if the girls, they did two separate things where the girls went and there's a whole bunch of guys and they had to come back and decide, do we want to still be here or not?
Yeah, it could have been fun. It was kind of just it felt like a party that no one wanted to go to. It was like, we have an extra function room and we're going to use it.
Well, the best part about it is that all of those girls that showed up, like Chelsea, Alana, McKenna was there, Alea was there. All of those girls were supposed to be on Paradise. They were just sitting in the back and they were like, okay, let's bring them to this party. And then if they didn't get chosen, they just weren't going to be on Paradise.
It's so rude. Wild.
It's wild. Like they were literally just sitting there waiting for, I guess, 2 weeks.
But they also didn't do like a definitive chosen, not chosen. Like it was kind of weird. Like, you know, because Chelsea shows up later. Alana gets chosen, I guess, because she makes out with Chris. They should have gamified it. Like you're here on a stupid show. Make it stupid. You know, like
right. I agree.
It just didn't make sense. But then they walk in immediately. Chris sees Alana. He literally says BRB to Jesenia.
I mean,
BRB.
I'd be like, no.
No, it's so rude. And then he's like saying when he goes to Jesenia, he's like, I'm going to go talk to Jesenia to like break up with her at this dance before anything even happens. And he's like, no, but like, I love every little thing that you do. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This was out of like middle school.
Uh-huh.
Like this was like people, you know, in middle school, you hear about like a couple on one day and then the afternoon they'd be broken up and with someone new. This is how he kind of acted. It was as if he had never had any like interaction with like, it was as if he had never had the confidence before to talk to women in his life. And now, and Chris, you've said this before, like when people get the rose, they change. I think he acted, you know, with rose confidence.
With rose confidence.
Definitely. And then Elena, this poor fucking girl, is just like... I mean, what? That is the worst position. Like, if I was her, I would be absolutely mortified. She's brought in for like less than 24 hours. Then this guy is like, okay, but like, leave with me. And she's like, what?
She's like, the fuck?
She's like, I literally thought I was going to be on TV again. And now here it is, less than a day, and I have to leave because you're a fucking idiot. Absolutely not. Like, I was so confused as to the you're in the wrong car, all of that, because I'm like, oh, so you're pissed that you're not going to get to be on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
She's like, I've been locked in this fucking hotel room for a week and a half to finally be here. And you're asking me to leave? No, absolutely not. And then everybody loses their shit. You know, they come back. Joe, I tweeted this and I was like, I hope people get it, but he gives me Bruce Banner vibes, where like all of a sudden he's like this mopey Joe, and then he freaks out on Chris to the point where it's like, what?
Joe, pick on someone your own size, metaphorically speaking, because I'm like, again, Brendan was a bigger piece of shit, and you're like, just fucking. It was so crazy to me.
There was hypocrisy around the whole beach. The only one calling it out was Natasha and Demi. They're the only ones sitting there being like, wait a minute. What about these two did the same things? You have Riley who's saying, if you found a girl, you should just leave. While literally locked arms with Marissa, then you should go, Riley. You kissed Marissa on the forehead like you were sending her off to war. You have a girl. You're done. You leave. So it's like, they were all so high and mighty in the easiest way possible.
And then you have Alana sitting by the bar with Wells being like, does anybody care what I have to say?
They literally say no.
No. Yeah. They
go no. And Riley says, we're good.
I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, girl, no.
And I have to say, Jesenia, like, listen, she was wronged. It's fucked up with Chris did to Jesenia. But Jesenia, the way it kind of worked out, I was like, she's trying to have a moment here too. Like all of a sudden she's got her speech prepared. Like he came and tried to, and she's like, and you're off the island. And it's like,
you need to leave.
You need to leave. Like, who are you, Jesenia? Jesenia, what about when you did this to Ivan? And it's like, I'm not saying what she did to Ivan is as bad as what happened, but Jesenia, don't sit here as if you are, you're the tribal council. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was, the whole thing was so stupid. I think it was just insane that no one did this for Brendan. And everyone's literally doing it for Chris, who can't even like defend himself. I'm like, say something back.
I know. Chris needed somebody to be like, okay, wait a minute. But somebody also, on his side.
The things were too, even when him and Elena got back and he's like, well, Elena, what a great date that was.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being an amazing woman. Hold for a moment. And I was like, I tweeted a photo of Jonathan Groff and Lea Michele dancing together, and I was like, Elena and Chris practicing, rehearsing.
I saw that.
Because I'm like, it's like a fucking rehearsed Glee commercial.
They kind of talked like they had watched a bunch of seasons of The Bachelor and then tried to reenact what The Bachelor was. And it was just, and then watching them do it, you're like, yeah, this is why you'd never be cast as the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, and again, it goes back to Chris, people acting differently with the rose. Like, he's trying to be the Bachelor. He has a rose. He's going to be the Bachelor. And it's like, no, you ain't it, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, no. And then we have Chelsea and Aaron go on a date. So Chelsea shows up. Chelsea gets a date card and everybody is like, I mean, every single person on the beach had like a million great things to say about Chelsea. They're like, she's beautiful. Everybody should be scared. Everybody should be worried. She's perfect. She's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And then she chooses Aaron. I was like, well, she has horrible taste.
Well, she basically brought out a measuring stick and was like, you must be this tall to ride the Chelsea. Like she goes to the two tall guys and she's like, I'd like to talk to you and you. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. I thought that whole date was bizarre just because Aaron is like,
I just need to figure out where I need to see something in Aaron that shows like romance or shows that he likes a girl. Like when he would hug her. It was like you said earlier about how he's trying not to like mess up his makeup. Like it didn't feel, nothing about him feels intimate or passionate.
I think he's a young dude who's a product of the hookup culture who only hangs out with dudes and never really has had a relationship with a woman or like even friendships with women. It just doesn't seem Yeah. Like that type of guy. He just seems like the type of guy who's in seven fantasy football leagues.
Yeah, I agree. That date. I mean, whatever. At this point, too, I'm like, it's so late. I don't even care. How am I supposed to care about this date when Brenton and Pipe, like there was so much good drama going on. I'm like, stop showing us this. And then Tammy and Thomas, sorry, coming for your friend Tammy, but again, karma's a bitch.
I know.
The Becca and Thomas date.
And she could have said no. She could have said no.
I wish she would have said no. But I get how she was trying. I get the thought process of like, well, you know, I don't want him to feel forced to be with me. Like nobody wants that. But at the same time,
who was it that said like Tammy likes people to think she's this like very free spirited, open, whatever, but she's not. And it's like how all gay people are like, I believe in open relationships. And I'm out here being like, the fuck not. Not
on, like you do.
Not on my fucking watch. But
I like that Becca asked for permission and Thomas didn't.
Oh, right.
Thomas was like, the fuck you asking her for?
Yeah, let's go. I'm gay.
Because I think the reason why he didn't was because he saw Becca pull Tammy over. They clearly had a talk, and Becca was like, hey, do you want to go out with me? He's like, well, if mom said I could go, I'm going to go.
But he's like, me? Date somebody with over a million followers? Well. No.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Becca also, it's sad. I everything she says on this show, she's like that like senior in college who calls themselves the grandma and thinks they're 100 years old. Like,
yes.
Everything yes. she says is in this like, it's like, Becca, you're 31 and gorgeous. You're going to be okay. Like, everything is in like, oh, it's past my bedtime. When they went on the date, she said it was past her bedtime. It's like, Becca.
She's been engaged twice.
She's posted more. Yeah, exactly. She's been engaged twice. But that, like, she's like, I'm ready to be married. I'm over this. Even the pictures she's posted on Instagram, the majority are with producers and her, like, eating pizza. Like, I'm like, she is the girl that's like, oh, no, I can't have lunch with you. I have lunch with Miss Bartleby today.
Totally.
The history teacher. We like to chat about women's history. Like, it's, God bless her. I love Becca because she reminds me of if I was ever on this beach, I'd just be like, well, I should just go. I really don't belong here.
Mm-mm. Like, even her and Thomas together, I'm just like, I don't buy this at all. She needs to be, it was two different levels.
This will be toxic guy number three. Like, did she not learn from Garrett? Like, all red flags. Like, he had to apologize after the final rose. Thomas, again, wasn't even invited to after the final rose. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Like, yeah. Where, how are we not seeing this?
But does she know Thomas wasn't invited to after the final rose? Because they filmed this at the same time Katie's season was airing.
Oh.
That's why. I think.
Well,
I
she
don't
knew
think
that he was they, drama. They, she even said, she's like, the only thing I know.
I don't know. I think from an outside looking in.
I mean, here's the thing, though, but I agree with Kay. It one time, fine. Two times, okay. Three times, you know, this woman, she needs a new picker. She needs someone to choose for her. She needs a picker.
Becca needs to date a woman. I was actually thinking that last night. I'm like, Becca would be great in a lesbian relationship. Because sometimes
she needs to be cared for.
No, literally, I'm like, she is like so nice. She has to stop talking to men fully. I feel like she would be such a tender, like kind person.
Tender.
Well, Becca, we bought you a train ticket to Vermont. Good luck with your new life.
Yeah.
But like, come on, tell me Becca wouldn't thrive in like a maple syrup farm.
I can see it. You're right. It's a good point.
She would love it.
Do we want to move to the categories?
All right. I said, would you rather be yelled at by Mopey Joe or have to ask Tammy to go on a date with her boyfriend?
I would rather be yelled at by Mopey Joe because I would be like, I'm sorry. Did the Geritol kick in? What are you doing yelling at me? Like, oh, somebody took their one a day vitamin today, Mopey Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could roast Joe in a war of words.
Yeah, I'd be too scared to ask Tammy.
Tammy fucking cut me up with her tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, let Mopey Joe yell at me. I got a few talking points for Joe.
I said, would you rather be the Piper or the Brendan in the situation? So the one that did all the lying or the one that is like, thanks for lying, babe. Now kill someone in front of me.
Oh, my God. I think I would rather be Piper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Piper's going to get away with this scot-free. And here's the other thing. What Piper wants, she is built for. People follow... Men don't follow men on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, you know, women follow women on Instagram for their style, for their tips. Like, I've had girlfriends in the past who are like, oh, I just love her style. I don't even know who she is. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can be a non-personality with a big following on Instagram, and Piper will kind of move to, people will forget, and Piper will have a following that she wants.
Yeah. Agreed.
I said, would you rather have someone you walked into a party make out with someone who just showed up or have someone tell you that they did you a favor by dating you?
Ugh.
I would rather have my date make out with someone who just showed up. Someone telling me they did a favor by dating me, I would be.
I'd be like, damn, what's up?
yeah, that would.
That's like so
that would
evil.
Really. Yeah,
damn.
That would hurt.
Saying it out loud makes me like makes Brendan even worse. You know,
worse, like,
yeah.
Worse. Predictions. What are you guys saying?
I said the stray dogs we saw in Chris and Elena's date will probably make it the furthest.
The furthest.
I mean, I have no faith in any relationship. Every time I'm like, I think it's going to be them, it gets like torn to shreds. So
I said Aaron and Chelsea strictly because I feel like why not at this point? Like Aaron's toyed around with like three different girls. Like, I feel like this is the time. Let's see. I'd rather these two make it to the end other than anyone else, just for shits and giggles.
I had Riley and Marissa. Riley kissed her on the forehead. I mean, and then yeah. Marissa was crying because I loved when Jessetia came back to be like, "Yeah, Chris cheated on me. It's over between us." And then Marissa's like, well, "What about my guy?" Like, made it about her right away.
Made a whole spiral set up a chain reaction. All the girls were like, "I need to leave."
Yeah, that was crazy. That was so crazy.
It's like, oh my God. So Riley and Marissa.
Cringiest moment.
There were so many, I couldn't pick one.
I thought Brendan telling Natasha she had no other prospects or like, no, there was no one else. I thought that was just, I can't get past that.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Piper and Brendan talk about Us Weekly. Just like,
ew.
Like the idea that the Us Weekly thing was this weird thing of like, oh, do you think you're celebrities? Like you think you should be in Us Weekly? Like, I don't know. That was like,
Piper's saying the 70,000. She's like, remember when I like hit 70,000 and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. Like 70,000. Now I'm at like 78. And I was like, bitch.
Oy.
And you know what she's at now? 78.
So like, are you still celebrating? You're back
gonna,
at it.
Hers is going to go off. I have no faith in the audience.
I want to see her and Brendan's texts being like, they're either going to succeed together or break up because she's like, I can't be with that bad guy.
The only way I'm happy is if when I'm doing shows in Boston in October, I go to a bar in Southie and they're both bartending. That's the only way I'll be happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kay.
So, Kay's weekend.
All right, I'm gonna try to do this quick.
Tell it quick. who from Bachelor? So tell us what your job was because this is it. You had a gig,
mm-hmm.
And then tell us which Bachelor Nation people you saw And then I also want to hear about Steve Aoki. Chris, do you have any other people you want to hear about?
No, I mean, the Claire and Dale. I want to know how you stand there with Claire and take a picture as though we didn't roast her.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Over
I'm going to tell you.
The flames like a fresh habanero pepper for hours.
Well, so, I've had Dale come to my shows and he's great. Like,
Dale's great.
They're like two different. Like
you're both
entities.
Fake as hell.
No, Dale. I like Dale. He's a great guy. Okay.
All right. So basically, I was hired by Electric Zoo. It's a music festival that happens every year in New York. That was my fourth year doing it in a row. So I've been doing it every single year. I run their Instagram story. Like I host it, and I get a text from one of like. I guess the marketing director there being like, hey, we have two bachelor people that are coming last minute. I just wanted to let you know. He was like, because I know you do a lot of bachelor stuff. I was like, oh, cool. Who is it? He was like, Claire and Dale. I was like, perfect. I was like, let's upgrade their passes. So I got them passes that I had, like, so you could go on stage, everything. I was like, let's upgrade their passes. And I was like, I'll take them around, whatever. I felt like at this point, Chris, to answer your question, that I sort of like owed it to them.
Well, the upgraded passes also are like a, you know, it's an olive branch of sorts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, like, it's so nice to meet you. This is my first time meeting Dale in person, but him and I have DM'd back and forth since like Claire's season. But it was my first time meeting Claire. And to be honest, she was very, very cool. They're super different people and they're not as clingy as you would think. They are at, like on Instagram. Like there was one point where Galantis was playing and Dale was like, I want to get a drink. And Claire was like, okay, bye. I'm going backstage. So Claire and I went like backstage.
Yeah. I mean, they've also been together for like over a year now.
Yeah.
Like, they're just dating now, it seems like.
It was cool. Like I didn't bring up anything except to Dale. I was like, I felt really bad. I was like, I'm glad Claire's is cool with all of this or whatever, but we all hung
and
out.
He's like, oh, she does not recognize who you are.
She doesn't know you, even though she like unfollowed The Bachelor after we were like,
yeah, after might, all of my videos that I was forced to put.
Also, I think her and Katie follow the show in very different ways.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think like Katie's on Reddit and Claire's like, what's a Reddit?
Yeah, correct.
I think that's the.
But hung out with them. And then, Steve Aoki. So I got to meet some really fucking like cool DJs. And that's one of the best parts about these like live events is that you get to meet all these people. And Steve Aoki, this was actually the second time I've met Steve Aoki. The first time was in Vegas in like 2012 or 13, I think. I went to Vegas and we were at, like backstage at Hawk, not backstage at Hawkson, but like behind Steve Aoki's booth. Like we went with a promoter. And then somehow me and my two friends ended up going to Wolfgang Puck with Steve Aoki and Linkin Park at like 3 a.m.
Did he remember?
Absolutely not. I didn't even mention it because I had to like talk to him like on our way. I was like, hey, will you do a takeover for the story, please? Like we're walking to the stage. But that was my second time. But like we went to Wolfgang Puck with them like at 3 a.m. in Vegas with Linkin Park. It was very weird.
What a fucking time.
And and I met Fisher and I was like on stage with Cascade. It was a really cool weekend. Really cool
That's
weekend.
A blast.
Yeah. Lots of I have more festivals coming up. So
I mean, are you exhausted?
Oh
like,
yeah.
That is a long weekend.
I feel like Jared and I are like your parents and Jared's like the dad that's like, oh honey, what a great time. You must be so tired.
How did you stand for that long?
And I'm just sitting here wondering who Steve Aoki is.
Steve Aoki.
I hit 25,000 steps almost every day for 3 days in a row.
I'm sure. I watched. I am sure.
My feet, my legs were broke to the point where I was like, I can't sit down because once I sit down, I know how tired I am. So I kept having to stand. Mm-hmm.
That's when I worked at the restaurant, like, for a long time, and I would do like 30,000 steps in a day. I'm like, if I sit down, I'm never standing back up.
Never standing back up.
Feet automatically just like turn into rocks, and then you can't move.
Well, I have a question. Do you guys want to do a K's weekend? I'll be back in 2 weeks in New York. If you guys are there, we should do a whole thing.
We should do a K's weekend. We're gonna do one K's weekend together. Yeah.
I'll gather the troops the weekend after the 19th through the 27th.
Okay, great. I'll be back.
Great.
I'm there the 19th.
We can meet up with Pilot Pete. We can do the whole thing.
I leave on the 20th, so we got one day.
All right. See you then. Right,
we have to have an insane day on the 19th.
Done.
Okay, Sunday.
All right. Guys, last segment. Who gets your rose for the week?
I said the girls at the party who weren't picked to come to the beach. Like, I just need them to know that they are loved too. And just because they waited in a hotel room for 2 weeks just to get sent back home after a shitty party, there is still hope.
Hear. I said whoever the producers are that decide the order of who goes down to the beach.
Yes, wow.
I mean, the background sleuthing, they've really got to know the ins and outs. So, tens across the board.
Totally agree. I had Natasha. It's a win. It's a winning.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In losing, she's won. Losing Brendan was a big win.
Yeah.
Oh, agreed. Okay, guys. Wow. That was what a week. That was truly, like I said, the best two episodes of Bachelor TV that I have ever watched. So I'm excited to see it all go downhill from there. Anyways, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor or on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We also have a weekly newsletter. It's called The Bachelor Breakdown, and we're giving you all the tea that's going on throughout the week that we can't cover on the podcast. You can subscribe to that at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. Bye.
Betches.